I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Braves, I mean, it was a nice dub for sure, right?
You kidding me? First of all, 90 seconds in, Ronald Acuna, first pitch, base hit, steals second. 90 seconds into the thing. Then he got caught up. A base running error, in my opinion. Shouldn't have got thrown out. Well, shouldn't have ran. He should have committed to just going. Probably wouldn't have got him.
Ron Acuna hitting 396 and just tearing it up.
So, voting, you guys, and I put the link on Twitter, at SportsSandra. You can go through the first voting for the All-Stars. He's currently fourth.
Yeah,
they're going to call it, I believe, on Thursday. So you got a couple more days. So once you vote the first time, and you can only vote, if you just want to vote for Ronald, not fool the rest of it, you then just hit repeat, and you can do it five times a day. So Braves country, can we get behind him, please?
So
also, how do you feel about the booing? Because I was thinking about this. He is the new Chipper Jones. He is the Trey Young when it comes to the Big Apple hate. And it's such a badge of honor. He's going around with his home run, flapping, and everybody's booing him, shooting in the birds.
No, it's awesome.
So great.
He should be the belle of the ball for the All-Star game. He should be up front and center he's not in the home run derby. We don't want him in there, but like just a front and center with, and we're not going to have, is he, he's in it?
He said he wants to do it if he's asked.
Yeah, he's not in it, but we do want him in there.
Yeah, I agree.
We do want him. I don't know. I just worry that.
Or maybe Austin Riley would be a good one.
They haven't announced who's in it yet?
No.
The Derby?
And he always
you
got to
have the Atlanta guys.
They're going to ask him 100%.
Somebody's got to be in it. Come on.
Please.
Yeah, you got to have Ronald. An Atlanta. How about Olsen with his swing, right?
Or, Olsen's got more of a longer swing. I just don't see him blasting.
Ozuna was in it.
Yeah, he wore himself down.
Yeah. So
I think Riley's got a nice compact swing that would do well in a home run derby.
My point is Ronald will be like front and center rooting his guy on. He needs to be, again, he needs to be the lead dog at the All-Star game. He's the best player in Atlanta. He's a top three player in majors. He's come back on fire. He's the reason even we're still treading water, right? Where the hell would we be with this lineup without him over the last
couple
of
weeks? Well, what Ronald Acuna should do today, what's your favorite pizza spot in New York City?
Favorite pizza industry pizza.
Industry. Ronald Acuna, today, call your buddy, but give him another 30 minutes. Ozzy Albies. This is your buddy, best buddy, Ronald. And I'm going to take you to industry for a nice pizza today in New York. And we're going to talk about life. And we're going to forget everything you've ever known about hitting in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And we're going to get it together. We are going to change everything.
For Dave Portnoy, I think that's his number one. John's on Bleecker or Joe's Pizza. Any of those would be fine. But John's on Bleecker is the most famous. Take Ozuna there. Looks like a guy would enjoy a few slices and just kind of get, that's your slump buster.
This is your good pizza. Go have a nice time with your buddy.
You have any idea where they stay when they play the Mets? That shouldn't be hard to figure out. And is it a different hotel when you play the Yankees, right? So like the NBA, they all stay at the Four Seasons in Midtown. Like, you'll see him coming down.
So it's contracted, so it's likely if it's Four Seasons here, the Four Seasons might have the deal.
Usually there's two or three hotels that are sanctioned by Major League or NBA or whatever it is, and I just wonder, the days of ballplayers going out after games together and all of that, even in Manhattan, are not likely, and that's not Ronald's thing. But man, oh man, he has got to be, it's got to be this the celebration of Acuna at our All-Star game. It just has to be. When you see what he's done. Listen, the Mets have lost 9 out of 10. Like, the Mets' payroll is astronomical. The Mets have set themselves up that they're not supposed to be in a 1-9 scenario. They haven't beaten the Braves, right? They're 0-4 this year against
the
Braves.
That's correct,
we haven't played them. So now we got Spencer Strider going. God bless. But this is must-see TV tonight again to see the Braves try to keep things cooking. And you're right, there's...
It is tough to watch Michael Harris and Ozzy and a couple of at-bats last night for our catcher.
Yeah, Ozzy. I think Ozzy was up bases loaded, nobody out or one out, and a weak pop to shortstop, which was just painful.
Michael Harris did hit it right at the first baseman, but, I mean, otherwise that was – it's just tough, you guys. That bottom of the order is brutal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is
– And Matt Olson in the two spot, yes, please. That seems to be going well.
This is an offensive issue for the Braves for sure. Night in and night out, there's nothing wrong with our pitching, even a little bit. We don't have the guys. And Jerkson Profar, I didn't think he would mean as much, but boy, is he going to be important coming back here.
One week, he's able to go next Wednesday, the 2nd.
Ozzie's down to 220 and 626 OPS. That is not getting it done. Michael Harris, OPS, is 578. He is hitting 221. So if you want to know where their issues are, you don't have to look much farther than that. And obviously, Ozuna's been struggling as well, as they have lost 9 of 10, the Mets, and we have a chance to pounce on it. But we need a night, man, right? What happened to the Knights? We're like, okay, Albie's homered, Austin homered, Olsen homered, Verdugo had a little pop, who hasn't had a home run all year. How about being 182 at-bats this year? You play 51 games, and Alex Verdugo doesn't have one. In this current climate of the majors, Alex Verdugo doesn't have one home run all year. 13 RBIs. Is that how many? Yeah. He's got 12 RBIs, no home runs so far this year. So that's just, you know, you see it with Nick Allen. You see it with Eli Wade.
I don't know, Sean Murphy. Did you feel like we're going to lose this game? I mean, you
absolutely.
So when he gives up the two-run shot to Juan Soto at the bottom of the sixth, we're now 1-for-9 when that happens with runners in scoring position. So I just think we left so much there, and I thought, here we go.
Well, especially because you jump on top 3-0, and you're like, this is going to be one of those nights. We're just going to keep adding.
Well, they didn't score from the third on.
I know.
I mean, it's
you didn't
just
add anything
absurd
to the mix. You got the same guys struggling in big at-bats. You got the same frustration with Sean Murphy and Ozzie and just realizing this is an offensive malaise. We're a mediocre offensive team with good pitching. We've had a couple of bad losing streaks. And until we can put together a 12-2, right, then we are just not a real team. And losing Chris Sale, beyond devastating. He was the most dominant pitcher in baseball. I'm sorry. Watch his last 5 or 6 starts. Absolute Cy Young, dominant, unhittable, just, you know.
He's on the trip, which I thought was interesting, and they said something about a...
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.